NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by Greyhound Van Lines, Nationwide Movers. It's easier than you think when you leave the moving to us. Here's William Litauer.
Presidents Nixon and de Gaulle conferred for a total of 6.5 hours today in Paris. A French government spokesman described the results as very good for relations between our two countries. White House News Secretary Ron Ziegler said the two made significant progress toward a cooperative approach on major European issues. Although details on their discussions were not disclosed, they were described as marked by frankness, cordiality, and confidence. Mr. Nixon invited President de Gaulle and members of his government to visit Washington and continue the discussions. As the two presidents met again for dinner at the residence of Ambassador Sergeant Shriver, the French Communist Party staged a noisy demonstration involving up to 30,000 people. A small group ignored police orders to disperse, and some minor scuffling was reported. The Sirhan murder trial is recessed for the weekend after a courtroom outburst yesterday. A report on the trial from Dick Shoemaker, NBC News, Los Angeles.
There are 12 men and women in Los Angeles this weekend who are not supposed to know Sirhan stood up in court Friday and said, "I want to be executed. I murdered Robert Kennedy." Those men and women are members of the Sirhan jury. They were not there in court when Sirhan admitted he killed Robert Kennedy, that he did it with malice and premeditation, and that now he wants to die. At this moment, the jury is locked up in a Los Angeles hotel with no radio and censored television. And if the security is tight enough, the jurors have no idea the man who killed Kennedy tried to disrupt his trial by some confusing tactics. The judge, Herbert Walker, dismissed the jury because the defendant cannot plead guilty just because he wants to die. There must be a more logical legal reason for a change of plea. Dick Shoemaker, NBC News, Los Angeles.
More news after this for Greyhound.
To many people, the thought of moving to a new home in a new neighborhood is a frightening prospect, but it doesn't have to be. At least the adjustment of moving for you and your family can be gentled and less jarring if you know what to expect and how to plan for it. To that end, noted psychologist Dr. Joyce Brothers, in her capacity as consultant to Greyhound Van Lines, has written a booklet called The Psychology of Moving. And in it, she answers questions about moving and your new job, moving and your child, timing your move, leaving old friends and familiar surroundings, and other subjects of equal importance to you and your family. Myths about moving are exposed, and many new ideas about moving are presented in the light of recent research. Now, to get your free copy of The Psychology of Moving by Dr. Joyce Brothers, drop a card with your name and address to Greyhound Van Lines, Box 2250, North Lake, Illinois, 60164. Now, that address again is Greyhound Van Lines, Box 2250, North Lake, Illinois, 60164. Send today. It's free. Once again, William Litauer.
The communist post-Tet offensive rolled into its seventh day today, and U.S. officials now reveal the effects have been costly. 300 Americans are reported dead as a result of the scores of rocket and mortar attacks launched by the enemy. At least 2,000 Americans were wounded, but officials say the communists have lost 7,000 men in Allied counterattacks and ground skirmishing. Laotian officials fear the communists may have opened a winter-spring offensive in their country after 2,500 North Vietnamese attacked a strategic outpost in northeast Laos. President Nixon's aides have disclosed that Mr. Nixon will meet Sunday with South Vietnamese Vice President Ky. Ky has been designated as the supervisor of the South Vietnamese negotiating team in Paris. Fearing further disorders in Rome, security officials have arranged for Mr. Nixon's helicopter to land in St. Peter's Square when he visits Pope Paul tomorrow. The Vatican is scheduled to be the last stop on the president's 8-day European tour. Mickey Mantle has retired from baseball as an active player, ending an 18-year career with the New York Yankees. Mantle made the announcement at the Yankees training camp in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
I came down here with all my luggage and everything, my wife and everything, just like I always had, and I didn't know for sure if I was going to try it again or not. I wanted to work out a couple of weeks and see how I felt, but the more I thought about it, the less I thought I was going to enjoy it, and I just really feel like that I couldn't do myself or the team, either one, any good anymore, and the Yankee team is not one that needs somebody sitting around on the bench cheerleading. They need somebody who can go out and do a job, and I just feel like I can't do it anymore.
Mickey Mantle, retiring from the Yankees as an active player, he said he has no immediate plans. A jury in Fort Lauderdale has convicted jewel thief Jack Murph the Surf Murphy and karate expert Jack Griffith of murder. Murphy was given a verdict of first-degree murder and Griffith second-degree murder in the slaying of a California secretary. Once again, the hour's top story. Talks between Presidents de Gaulle and Nixon today described by both governments as frank, cordial, and productive. William Littauer, NBC News, reporting.
Listen again on the hour for NBC Monitor News. Monitor 69 with a song for Petula. Monitor 69 and Joe Garagiola here, and we're congratulating Milwaukee. This week, the National Congress on Beautification named Milwaukee the nation's cleanest city. Get right down, it's pretty easy when you got all those suds, right? And here's someone who deserves a beautification award of her own, I'll tell you, Sue Rainey. Sue has a new hit, and we liked it the very first time we heard it. We wondered how she felt about it, and right now we'll let her tell you.
I immediately liked it because it was a song that seems to wear well, you know, and it has some semblance of a story of a very lonely girl. And she gets up in the morning and finds that her day is going to be the same as it was yesterday. And I guess it's probably something each of us have gone through at one point in our life or another. But it's interesting because in the whole song it never says early morning blues and greens. So I understand from a lot of the people in town, they get requests and people call up and say, I'd like to hear that steaming coffee warms my face, or I'd like to hear that I'll sleep alone again tonight, or whatever. It just doesn't say it in the song, and that's unusual, I think. Usually somewhere in the song the title comes around.
That title, Early Morning Blues and Greens, and here's how it sounds.
A distant night bird mocks the sun. I wake as I have always done, to freshly scented sycamore and cold bare feet on hardwood floor. My steaming coffee warms my face. I'm disappointed in the taste. ever gone, and I will drink my coffee slow. And I will watch my shadow grow and disappear in firelight. Then sleep alone again tonight.
Somebody just explains. The Plymouth ads are, you know, straight. Their Fury has a lot of things the other low-priced cars don't have, so they come right out and say it. The biggest trunk, biggest brakes, biggest back seat, that sort of thing. Then they put on torsion bars? Anyway, the other guys don't have them, and you get really good handling. I don't know. I get tired of all the frilly, gimmicky sort of talk. Plymouth tells it like it is. And that's the way it should be.
The straight story. Nice to hear when you're shopping for a car. Find out for yourself during your Plymouth dealer's great Plymouth sale. They tell it like it is.
See, are you ready for a real hurtin' song? A Stone in My Shoe by Fort Jackson and Jill. Right here on the Monitor Beacon.
This is Joe O'Brien. All I said was a radio station with music, news, weather, traffic information, and me. What more could you want? And boy, did I get told where to go. This is the place, WNBC Radio 660, where you get what you want. Joe O'Brien, weekdays 5 to 9 a.m.
Here's Bobby. Buddy Hall, superstar of the National Hockey League.
Big Brothers of America helps fatherless boys grow up to normal, well-adjusted manhood. But many volunteers are desperately needed. Give a few hours of your time each week to be a friend of a boy who has no father of his own. Remember, no man ever stands so straight as when he stoops to help a boy. So call your local Big Brother agency or write to Big Brothers of America, Philadelphia, 19103.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
You know, spring is only 20 days away, but there's still a lot of snowy weather ahead. So for all you drivers, here's a monitor tip. Now, wearing your sunglasses during the daylight hours not only cuts the glare from the snow, but it'll help your vision that night. Now a word from State Farm.
David Frost here for State Farm Mutual. From the results of a series of violent meetings, it appears that, like the English, Americans are well on the way to solving the problem of overcrowded highways. Unfortunately, we're all doing it by a process of elimination. A typical meeting goes something like this. One auto, sometimes driven by a person who maybe shouldn't even hold a driver's license, violently meets another auto. Sometimes one driver is eliminated, sometimes both. State Farm doesn't feel that this is the way to solve the American traffic problem. They feel that the National Highway Safety Bureau's 16-step safety plan is a far better way. That's why they're urging you to support it too. Because if the violent meetings go on like this, the problem might well become what to do with empty highways. And who's going to be left around to solve that one?
For your car, your home, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Closing the generation gap, Tony Scotti in a song that I remember. There, I've said it again. Settling their strike earlier this week, the Major League Baseball players got substantial pluses in their pension plan. As a member of that plan, I feel strongly about the fact that they should seriously consider remembering the earlier members of that plan when they divide the spoils. For one thing, it would seem to me that such a thing might be possible in baseball where it wouldn't in, well, say, industry. Now, a company might put in a pension plan in 1946 when it had 500 employees. In 1969, that same company might employ 10,000 employees. Baseball doesn't have and can't have a growth like that because baseball is reasonably limited in the number of eligibles. It's in a position to combat the one problem of pension plans. We're living in a time of inflation. When the pension plans started, the players were talking about a plan that would pay $100 a month at the age of 50. And what do you figure that $100 a month is worth today? Now let's compare the ball players of 20 years ago with the ones of today, only insofar as opportunity is concerned. I can't honestly say that it's easier to play in the big leagues now than it was then, but I do know that it's easier to stay in the big leagues. There are more jobs now, and holding a big league job is the yardstick that determines the amount of money in a pension for a player. On May 15, 1946, there were 400 major league players. On the same date this year, there'll be 600. Maybe it's unrealistic to ask today's players to think about the guys who went before them. But along that line, there is one point that I would like to make. Inflation is going to keep on happening. And unless the players of today set an example and look to pass the benefits right down the line, they have no reason to expect that the players who come along later on won't ignore them too. 23 years ago, the big league ball players bought a pig and a poke, and it seems only fair that they should now get some of the pork chops. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. Now this from the associates. You know, if you're already wondering how you're going to pay your income taxes, I have just two words to say to you. Associates Finance. They're nice people with money to loan you. For taxes, for car repairs, for medical expenses, dental expenses, for any good purpose. Chances are there's an associate's office near you. It's in the yellow pages. Associates, nice people with money to loan you. Okay, let's see now. Here on the monitor scoreboard, here's a big upset in college basketball. Vanderbilt 101, Kentucky 99. Wake Forest at Virginia, that game was postponed because of snow. It'll have to be played on Monday. Wichita State 61, Memphis State 51, and Army 51, Navy 35, and that's the sixth straight time the Cadets have beaten the Middies. Fordham 71, NYU 63, Michigan 84, Wisconsin 79, and Duke upset second-ranked North Carolina 87-81. And the big baseball news, of course, is that Mickey Mantle has announced his retirement from baseball after 18 great years as a Yankee. The four freshmen in My Kind of Sunshine. Right now, any kind will do. Sunshine is knocking into your eyes. Sunshine is having you by my side. Sunshine is loving a girl like you. Sunshine is doing it all we do. Here come the cuckoos.
It is written, when the lips are dry and the body hungers, the soul is out to lunch.
Funny, he doesn't look guru-ish.
Tell it like it is, Sapphire. Robert Kerr. And here is my review. Today, I attended the performance of one of the world's top-rated rivers, the Mississippi. My first impression was that the detractors who say that the river don't do nothing, don't say nothing, but just keeps rolling along, are making an unfair criticism. I say, what can you expect from a river?
Why, I can't stand Grief by Henry Gibson. I can't stand Grief because it doesn't give us enough time to attend to our chores. Well, take, for example, the hurricane, which always seems to happen just as we're getting in the bathtub. In addition, there are the plagues. But most of all, it is those disasters which befall us willy-nilly, such as splinters. There are no good griefs.
I was driving through sometime around 3 o'clock at night. I had fallen asleep, and all of a sudden waking up and seeing myself in the left lane and seeing a semi-tractor trailer coming straight at me. I don't know what woke me up. Maybe it was the truck.
When you're tired, don't drive. When you're rested, but the monotony of driving makes you drowsy, pull over, take a break, and take two for the road. Two no-dose action aids. They've got the strongest stimulant you can buy without a prescription, yet they're not habit-forming. No-dose action aids. No car should be without them.
Here they come now. The Odd Couple. Ishpeming, Michigan. In Ishpeming, you hear us on WJPD. Now, we have some more to go, and I hope you'll stay with us. This is Joe Garagiola.